there. Don't be startled. I mean you no harm. For now. Allow me to introduce myself. I'm Mr. Scratch. You still seem on edge. I have no idea why. I know what will settle your nerves. How about I tell you a story? But which one? No, not that one. I don't like that one. I've said that one before. Here it is. This tale is sure to make your toes curl. Now, you get settled, and I'll get started. First, let me ask you, have you ever owned a stuffed animal? A teddy bear, by chance? A little cuddly companion who you'd hold tight at night when your room was a little too dark for comfort? Stuffed toys always seem to make us feel better in scary moments. They're like little protectors that keep the bad things away. But what if there's more to your cuddly companion than you ever knew?
Come on, Mick. Mom says it's time to get out of bed.
Ah, that right there is little Katie, an adorable 9-year-old who absolutely loves stuffed animals.
I tried, Mom, but Mick is out cold.
I know, sweetie. You'd sooner wake the dead than your brother. He's just like your dad.
Hey now, don't bring me into this.
I don't want to be a teenager like Mick. All he does is sleep and act meaner each day.
It's hormones, sweetie. It happens when you get his age, unfortunately.
All right, no more teen talk. I'm gonna go get Sleeping Beauty.
Good luck. Going to be a beautiful day today. Sounds like someone is already out there taking advantage of it.
Kitty glanced out the kitchen window where she noticed her elderly neighbor fumbling with boxes.
Wow, is that old lady Reynolds? She never comes out.
Katie, calling someone old lady is rude.
Then what's your first name?
It's not old lady, I can tell you that.
I've never seen her outside before.
I can't recall the last time I've seen her out in person myself. What's that sign in her hand?
Garage sale. Oh, can we go look? I bet she's got some neat old stuff.
Just what we need more of. Junk.
Look who's alive, everyone.
It's only 10 a.m., Mom.
Mick, look who's outside of her house. Old Lady Reynolds.
Katie.
I mean Miss Reynolds.
Woohoo! Let's throw a parade. Where's the cereal?
Wow. I don't think I've seen her outside since Mick was a baby.
She's exactly what I would expect a shut-in to look like.
There's that teenage meanness.
Mick, be nice.
Mom, can we go see what she's selling? Please?
Sure. Your brother will take you.
I just woke up. She can go by herself, can't she?
No. I don't know Miss Reynolds that well. And she's kind of scary looking.
Now hush, Katie.
Both of you will go, and whatever you do, please don't call her old lady or say she looks scary. Even if she does look a tad intimidating.
David.
Just go. Both of you.
Yes! I have to pick one of my stuffed animals to take with me.
Oh, come on, Katie. It's bad enough I have to be seen with you. Now I have to be seen with you and one of your stupid toys?
Now, it was true that nobody in the neighborhood had ever really seen Old Lady Reynolds out and about. Sometimes you catch a glimpse of her lurking in her window, but for the most part, she was a shut-in until now.
Listen, Katie, we take a quick look at the old bag's garbage, and then we leave. I got stuff to do.
Like what? Play computer games with your friends all day?
Why'd you have to bring that dumb pink monkey with you?
Banana, she's my favorite. I've had her since I was little.
Exactly. You're getting too old for stuffed toys. You need to grow up. You look like a dweeb.
Says the guy in a wizard t-shirt.
This is Sir Spellius, who is from my Wizard Warriors online. I don't have to defend myself to you.
Look at all this old stuff. It's still covered in dust.
I can only imagine what the inside looks like.
Looking for something in particular?
The kids spun around to see an old woman draped in a dingy pink nightgown. It was Miss Reynolds. She wore a smile for the children that seemed forced, as if to suggest that maybe she was more afraid of them than they were of her.
I have a radio over there, in case you kids are looking for a new one. It gets all the stations.
That's okay. I use my computer for that.
Oh, I've got books. Lots of books over there in that box.
Cool. I guess I'll go check those out. I should have stayed in bed.
As Mick slipped away to a pile of books he couldn't care less about, Katie timidly looked up at her neighbor. She noticed the woman was mesmerized with her stuffed pink monkey.
Her name's Banana.
What's that, dear?
I saw you looking at my monkey. Her name's Banana.
Is it now? You like stuffed friends, do you?
Yeah, I got all sorts up in my room, but Banana's my favorite.
They make you feel safe, don't they?
Yeah.
That's what they're meant for. Stuffed friends will always protect you. Always protect you. Even when you don't need it. Or want it.
Okay. Are you just trying to get rid of some of this stuff, Miss Reynolds? Is that what the garage sale is for?
Hmm? Oh, yes, I'm leaving. Selling everything, you know,
Katie?
You know, Katie, I have something for you if you want it. It'd be a gift from me. Come inside.
Okay, let me tell Mick.
No, no need to bother him. He's looking at books, come on.
Katie followed Old Lady Reynolds into her house and down a hallway into a room. It was filled with old dolls and stuffed animals from wall to wall.
Wow, this is bigger than my collection.
None of these are as good as the one I'm about to give you.
Old Lady Reynolds hobbled over to a chest. It was practically hidden by all the stuffed animals piled on it. She pulled out a key from the pocket of her robe and unlocked the chest. Miss Reynolds reached in and gently lifted up a fluffy, worn teddy bear.
Aw, he's so cute.
His name is Pibbles.
She held the toy out towards Katie, her arms slightly shaking as if she were nervous.
He's a very special friend. Who will always be there for you. I'd like you to take him.
Are you sure?
Yes, I'm sure. Just let me get one last hug in.
As Old Lady Reynolds embraced the bear, she began to whisper to it.
You can watch over someone else now. Goodbye. Here you go, my dear. He'll talk to you. Loves to chat.
Really? Is there a button?
Katie pressed and prodded the withered toy. But no sound was heard.
Give him a bit. He's a little unhappy right now, but he'll warm up to you. He always does.
Thank you, Miss Reynolds.
Katie? Why didn't you tell me you were going inside?
Mick, look at what Miss Reynolds gave me. His name is Pobbles.
Pibbles.
Oh, sorry.
Great. Another stuffed animal.
He's so cute, right?
Yeah, sure. I think we should head back now.
Okay, fine. Thank you again, Miss Reynolds. I'll take good care of him.
And he'll take good care of you, whether you like it or not.
Katie returned home, excited to introduce Pibbles to the rest of her stuffed animals.
Hey everyone, me and Banana are back and we have a new friend. Meet Pibbles. But I'm not sure if that's the name we'll keep. You look like a Wilbur to me. Here, you sit here on my bed, Wilbur.
I'm Pibbles.
What was that?
My name's Pibbles. What's yours?
Wow, you do have a voice box. I guess I can't change the name now. Pibbles it is then. Let me just...
What's your name?
My name's Katie.
That's a pretty name.
Thank you. You look old, but your technology seems pretty new.
Will you be my friend?
Of course, Pibbles. You're in a new home now. I won't keep you locked up in an old chest.
Mom, do we have any more Mountain Dew? I gotta battle trolls soon.
Mick, you won't believe how advanced Pibbles is for a toy.
You're actually gonna keep that old thing?
Yes, he was a gift. He can talk real well.
Wait, he can talk?
Yeah.
You know what that means, right?
No, what?
It means he can also fly!
Ah! Mick swooped up the bear and slung it around like a helicopter propeller. Poor little Katie jumped and screamed for her older brother to stop until...
Mick, you leave your sister alone. Your father needs help in the garage.
Fine. Fetch, dweeb.
Pibbles, I'm so sorry. Mick can be a real jerk. Did he hurt you?
I'm okay.
Good. I was worried. That Mick, he thinks he can be a huge jerk all the time. Makes me so angry.
I don't like Mick.
What did you say?
I don't like Mick.
Now, Katie knew toys could have all sorts of program sayings and settings, but she had never heard any of her toys know someone's name. Could Pibbles have some sort of recording device built inside? That's pretty advanced for a toy who looked like he was from the 1800s. But Katie chose to ignore it and believe Pibbles was some kind of smart toy and nothing more. Because that makes sense, right?
Don't worry, Pibbles. I won't let Mean Mick hurt you again.
And I won't let you get hurt ever, Katie.
Thank you, Pibbles.
Katie, come help me set up for dinner.
Coming, Mom! Here, Pibbles. You can stay here with my banana. She's my favorite. She'll keep you company until I get back from dinner.
I'm Katie's favorite now.
After dinner, Katie returned to her room, ready for bed. But she noticed something was missing.
I'm back, guys! Let's get ready for... Wait, where's Banana? Banana? Banana, where are you?
Hey, dweeb! Keep it down! I'm trying to slay fire goblins.
Where is she, Mick? I know you took her!
What are you talking about, Turdburger?
Banana! I left her here with Pibbles and she's gone!
Well, if I weren't busy defending my realm from fire goblins, which I am, I probably would have. But I didn't, so keep it down!
If Mick didn't take her, where could she have gone?
Everything's okay, Katie. Let's go to bed.
I guess a good night's rest will help me look in the morning.
Don't worry. I'll always be here for you, Katie.
That night, Katie and Pibbles cuddled up in bed and drifted off to Slumberland, only to be awoken the next morning by a commotion in the hallway.
I've been looking all over the place. It's super early, and he's never up this early.
Honey, he probably just went to hang with his friends or something early this morning.
I would have heard him if he did, David, and he knows he's supposed to tell us when he leaves. I don't like this. And did you see his room? It looks like there was a struggle.
Sweetie, his room looks like that all the time.
What's going on, Mom?
Nothing, sweetie. Just go back.
Have you seen your brother?
No. Why?
He's gone.
What time is it?
It's only 7 a.m.
What? Mick never gets up before 7 a.m., though.
That's what I tried telling your father.
I think we're all jumping to conclusions. Let's not worry right now. Mick will be back tonight.
I don't know, David. I just don't like this.
I don't know either, Pibbles. I'm with Mom on this one. Mick never leaves like this, especially when he was slaying fire goblins all night on his computer. It's very strange.
Mick is mean.
Yeah, he's my brother. And sometimes he's nice. Sometimes.
Mick can't hurt Katie anymore.
What? What are you talking about?
I made Katie happy.
Now, had Katie ever silently wished that her brother would just up and disappear? Sure, What sibling hasn't wished for that? But this made Katie scared. What could Pibbles have meant? In the blink of an eye, the whole day had passed. It was nearing midnight, and there was still no sign of Mick. Katie's parents had called the police, and now they were waiting to hear back. But still, Katie felt like this wouldn't be enough, and she had to tell her mom and dad what she knew.
Mom? Dad? I think I need to tell you something.
Yeah, sweetie?
What is it?
I think Pibbles has something to do with Mick disappearing.
Who's Pibbles?
My new bear I got from Miss Reynolds. He's mad that Mick made me upset yesterday, and I think he did something with him.
Sweetie, you know Mick being gone isn't your fault, right?
Oh, we don't want you to think like that.
I don't think it's my fault. It's Pibbles' fault. Listen to him. Come on.
What are you trying to do?
Trying to get him to admit it. Pibbles, what did you do with Mick? Tell us.
I love you.
What? No, he knows my name.
You're my best friend.
I don't understand.
I think you're just tired, sweetie. I want you to go to bed and not worry about Mick.
Everything's going to be okay. Rest up and we'll see you and Pibbles in the morning.
No, but... okay.
Katie stomped up the stairs to her bedroom, holding Pibbles at arm's length.
What was that about, Pibbles? Why are you doing this?
Mom and Dad wouldn't understand. I'm helping you. Now don't do that again.
What did you say?
That's when Katie heard a sound over her head, coming from the attic.
Is that Mick?
Don't, Katie.
Mick?
Katie dropped Pibbles to the floor and ran down to the end of the hall. She flung open the attic door and peered up into the dark abyss.
Mick, is that you? It is him!
Katie reached the top of the attic and flipped the light. She carefully searched the room for her brother.
Mick, make a sound.
A large chest in the back of the attic began to shake.
Katie? Katie, help!
What happened?
Please get me out. It's hot in here.
It's locked. How did you get in there?
It was Pibbles. Stay away from him.
Pibbles?
Katie froze when she heard little steps coming up the attic stairs. When they stopped, she slowly turned around to see Pibbles standing on his own little stuffed legs.
I told you not to come up here, Katie.
What are you?
I'm your bestest friend. I'm here to protect you and make you happy, whether you like it or not.
Hurry, Katie. Get rid of him!
Katie saw an old crowbar and snatched it up. She swung it at the lock, trying to break it. Pibbles slowly waddled toward her.
Please don't do that, Katie. I don't want to have to put you in there, too.
Mom! Dad! Help!
Just let me make you happy, Katie!
Katie spun around and whacked the tiny toy, sending it flying. Pibbles hit the wall and slid to the ground. Katie watched for a moment in suspense as the bear lay still. She looked down and noticed his little stuffed arm had come off on the impact. But then the toy began to writhe and squirm.
What the...
A small, squishy pink creature slithered out of the bear's arm socket. Its beady yellow eyes glanced up at Katie as it grinned with its little jagged teeth.
What's the matter, Katie? You don't like this side of me?
You've been inside Pibbles this whole time?
I am Pibbles!
Katie thought she was going to be sick. The whole time she had been holding this creature, hugging it, snuggling with it at night. Ugh.
I want you out of my house right now, whatever you are.
But I'm your friend. Friends stay together forever and ever, whether they like it or not!
Bibbles leaped at Katie, and without hesitation, she swung and struck the creature with her crowbar. It flew across the attic like a baseball and shattered through a small window.
Wow. Now I'm really glad Dad forced me to play Little League.
What's happening out there?
Katie immediately shattered the lock right off the chest.
Katie, are you okay? Where is it? Where's that thing?
He's gone, Mick. I hit him out the window. Are you okay?
My head is killing me. But aside from that, I'm fine. What was that thing?
I really don't know. But, Mick?
Yeah.
I want to get rid of all my stuffed animals. Tonight. In a bonfire.
I know where Dad keeps the matches.
So Katie and Mick had a bonfire that night, with some very confused parents watching them from the kitchen window. And thus concludes our creepy tale. If my story frightened you a little too much, don't fear. When you go to bed tonight, hug your stuffed friend extra tight. But not too tight, because you never know what could be hiding inside.
Hey listeners, Summer Gale here. Thanks for listening to this Chicken Skin episode titled What's in My Teddy Bear? This episode was written and produced by Sam Van Fossen and edited by Summer Gale. Vocal performances provided by Sam Van Fossen as Mr. Scratch, Molly LaCrone as Katie, Caleb Gilmore as Mick, myself as Mom, Andy Harvey as Dad, and Joshua Prentice as Pibbles. The Chicken Skin intro music was composed by Will Church, sound design and editing by Cody Campbell. To never miss an episode, subscribe now. We appreciate spoopy story lovers like you and need your help to keep Chicken Skin alive. Please subscribe and support us on patreon.com/chickenskin. That's where you can get creepy updates on what we're brewing up next and listen to new episodes before anyone else. This story is a work of fiction. Any similarity to actual persons, living or dead, or actual events is purely coincidental. Okay, time for bed. Good night, sleep tight, and whatever you do, don't turn.